I love this guy. He got sent home for wearing shorts to work because that violated the dress code.
Right.
So he came back in a dress and said, look, women can wear dresses, but men can't wear shorts. That doesn't make any sense to me. And guess what?
They said, okay.
They sent out an email, change the policy.
You can wear shorts now?
Yep.
Well, they're not really the same thing, though, you think?
Totally. Yeah.
Well,
I mean, it depends on the dress, but you're still exposing your legs. It's like if a woman can do it, why can't a guy?
Because a dress can be, you know, corporate and dressy, whereas shorts, you know, they sort of signify relaxed casual.
It depends on the shorts.
Yeah, I think that's a stretch, but okay, you know, in the world of everyone gets a trophy, go for it.
Okay, it was like an attempt at a random cliche. See, that's why I call you random cliche lady. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
Okay, so you go to a law firm, which is a corporate environment. Nobody would ever wear shorts. But women would wear dresses, nice dresses or suit dresses. But you walk in shorts and
right.
You think that's...
Well, there's not really such a thing as a suit dress. There's like a jacket and a skirt.
Right.
Yeah, but think about I mean, a lot of places where they have a dress code like that, there are plenty of women who will wear like a sundress or something. And that's usually not against the dress code. You know, but a guy can't wear, you know, a nice pair of khaki shorts with a shirt tucked in, a tie. You know, nice shoes. No-show socks.
No-show socks?
What else am I going to wear tomorrow? Hold on.
No. Well, I guess if he puts the tie and all that into it, you know, I might reconsider. But was that, you know, is that what this guy was doing? Or was he just saying, I want to wear shorts and my, you know, Homer Simpson t-shirt?
I just love that he came in a dress. Like, it's not like, he probably didn't have it at home.
Right, he ran to Goodwill or something?
Well, who knows? Yeah. Or maybe he said to his wife, hey, honey. She said,
if you think my clothes will fit you.
Excuse me?
We need to have a discussion.
I love that. This is so Eva.
What?
That Eva's issue with her husband borrowing her dress is that it might fit. So I get home. Okay, so we're married. I get home and I say, honey, you know, you wouldn't believe it. I got sent home from work.
Why?
You know? And it's because I'm wearing shorts. Now, look at me. I think I look pretty nice, don't you?
You have nice legs, Harry.
Thank you. I have hairy legs?
Oh,
no, my name's
Harry.
Okay, so I didn't realize we were changing the names in our role play. Well, anyway, Sally, I'd like to make a point. You know, I think I need to stand up for myself. You're always telling me to stand up for myself.
Harry, you need to stand up for yourself. What are you going to do? Are you going to go back there and you're going to demand?
I need a dress. I'm going to just borrow it for you the day to make the point that if men can't expose their legs, well, then why can't women?
All right, let me call Mildred next door. She probably has a dress you could borrow.
No. I like that blue one that you have.
Harry, what size do you think I am? You think I'm a 16? I'm not. I'm a 4.
But what do you mean I'm a 16?
Harry, look at your broad shoulders. Look at your belly, Harry. You're not going to fit into my Spanx.
Okay.
That dress needs Spanx.
Okay.
So do you still want my dress, Harry? Because you know what? If you do, don't come home. I won't be here
anymore. I'm going to quit the job and move and live with Mildred. Because Mildred doesn't tell me I need Spanx to fit into a 16. Oh. Mildred, I've been telling you I've been emotionally abused by Sally.
I'm very sensitive about my...
Well, and now I'm all self-conscious about my belly. That was supposed to be a role play.
It was.
I'm gonna drive the dagger in.
We were in a play.
That's it, I'm buying Spanx. It's 5:54, you're on the coast. It's gonna be a beautiful day. Sunny and 79.
Blake and Eva in the morning.